you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who.
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve. Today, our lesson is called Fall Festivals in Maryland. And we're going to be joining Pauline as she shares with her experiences, her and her family doing something special this fall. Well, do you ever celebrate festivals in the fall? What kind of fall festivals have you been to? Carolyn, have you ever celebrated any fall festivals?
Well, I mentioned before in when we were talking about October, because we are in October right now, though it is almost over. But October is the time when my hometown has a great festival, Railroad Days, or Train Days, and it's a really fun one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did say something about that. That sounds interesting. For me, I don't really celebrate many fall festivals. Oh, there's the Moon Festival. I do celebrate that. And at my high school, the junior class of every high school year, every junior year, had a junior carnival. And that was kind of fun. Well, what kind of fall festivals have you attended? Let's get started with today's lesson, Fall Festivals in Maryland.
Fall Festivals in Maryland. Fun in the fall. In October, a variety of produce is ripe and ready for people to enjoy. The pick-your-own fruit and vegetable farms and orchards are open to the public. Apples, pumpkins, and other vegetables wait. Haystacks are built for children to jump on. This is family fun during the harvest season. When we arrived at the apple orchard, we saw many people pushing hand carts from the parking lot to the orchard. But we just grabbed two big baskets, which we filled up quickly.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. In today's article, we're back with Pauline and her family as she tells us about some fun fall festivals in Maryland. Let's take a look at our keywords for the day before we begin. Produce. Produce is a noun. The market sells fresh produce from many local farms. Grab. Grab is a verb. The children grabbed their book bags and left for school. Decoration. Decoration is a noun. I filled our house with decorations for the big party. Homemade. Homemade is an adjective. Lisa made homemade cookies to share with her friends. Your more information words are orchard. Orchard is a noun. Apple cider. Apple cider is a noun. What are some things you like to do in the fall? Think about that as we begin our article.
Well, that sounds like they are having a wonderful time with those apples. But before we get into that, let's go back to the beginning of the article, Fun in the Fall. We have some great F words there, fun in the fall. And it is a lot of fun. Fall is a wonderful season. Pauline writes, in October, a variety of produce is ripe and ready for people to enjoy.
And I think that word is ripe and ready for us to talk about. The word from our word bank, produce. What is produce? Well, usually it's just talking about fresh fruit and vegetables. So, produce from a farm or farm products.
That's right. And you might notice that this word is spelled the same as another word you might know, produce. Now, produce is a verb and it means to make something. But Produce is a noun and refers to what a farm produces.
That's right, or what God made out there with the fruits and vegetables. So here we're talking about produce, and it's ripe and ready for people to enjoy. If something is ripe, that means that's the best time for you to eat it. It's ripe and ready for you to enjoy.
That's right, and the pick-your-own fruit and vegetable farms and orchards are open to the public. So, this is a great place to go if you want to pick your own fruit and vegetables this fall.
And so we hear talk about orchards. Okay, so what is an orchard? Well, it's an area of land where there might be trees, fruit trees, or nut trees all together, and that is an orchard. For instance, like a cherry orchard. That means there are a lot of cherry trees there. You can walk among the trees and maybe pick some cherries in a cherry orchard.
You could also go to an apple orchard. Apples are in season in the fall, and we read about that in the next sentence. Apples, pumpkins, and other vegetables wait. So you could be picking apples, you could be picking pumpkins, or you could be picking a variety of vegetables. They are all waiting for you.
And I think that Liz is waiting for us in the grammar gym. Let's go see what she has to say.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to the grammar gym. My name is Liz. In today's article, we see this very interesting sentence. Apples, pumpkins, and other vegetables wait. That's our grammar tip sentence, and our focus today is on the word wait. Normally, we use wait to talk about that difficult thing we do before something happens, like, I need to wait for the bus. But in today's sentence, wait has a different meaning. Here it means to be ready or available. In other words, the writer is saying that apples, pumpkins, and other vegetables are available. Okay, let's have a look at some example sentences. When the kids got home, they found dinner waiting on the table. Or, the manager has a stack of reports waiting on his desk as well as several phone calls to return. If you would like to see some more example sentences, they are available in today's grammar tip section in your magazine. That's all the time we have for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. So we know that fruit and vegetables and other produce, they're waiting for you. And we read here, haystacks are built for children to jump on. So Pauline is just describing this picture for us. We see that there are fruit and vegetables and, of course, haystacks. Carolyn, what is a haystack?
Well, a haystack is a stack of hay or hay, which is dried grass that's usually fed to animals like cows. It's piled up so that people can jump on it or children can jump on it. And it can be very fun, but you should wear long sleeves and long pants because hay can be very itchy.
I agree with you there. Yes, wear long sleeves and pants if you're going to jump in a haystack. Well, Pauline continues, this is family fun during the harvest season. Of course, it's fall. That's when many farmers are harvesting their crops and produce. This is family fun during that season.
That's right. And Pauline continues to write about her own family's experience. She says, when we arrived at the apple orchard, we saw many people pushing hand carts from the parking lot to the orchard. So, she and her family went to pick their own apples.
Okay, and she saw people, other people, pushing hand carts. Well, another word similar is a shopping cart. If you go to a shopping mall of any kind, usually there are shopping carts that you can push around, and they have wheels to make it easier for you to shop. A hand cart, a shopping cart, kind of the same thing.
They are similar, but they aren't shopping. They are picking. So here they have a hand cart that they can easily put the apples or other produce into. Now, she continues to write, but we just grabbed two big baskets, which we filled up quickly. So she didn't have a handcart. They grabbed two baskets.
Well, let's take a look at that word from our word bank. When you grab something, that means you take it suddenly. Okay, or quickly. You grab something, like grabbing some baskets to go and fill up with fruit.
That's right. So they took hold of those baskets, and it's usually done in a quick motion and very strong if you grab something. Maybe you're trying to get someone's attention, so you grab their arm because they aren't listening. But you should do it gently.
Okay, so you can grab someone's arm. Maybe you're hungry, you didn't have any breakfast, but you don't have time to sit down and eat breakfast, and so you just grab an apple off the table as you go out the door. You pick it up quickly.
That's right. Well, we don't need to grab anything right now, but we do need to take some time to visit Michelle in the language lab so that we can learn something new with her.
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 produce 这个不可数名词。Produce 是指农产品，当名词的时候注意它的重音是在第一个音节念成 produce。 例如 The produce in the open air market looks so fresh， 这个露天市场的农产品看起来好新鲜。 Produce 也可以当动词，意思是指制作或生产，但是重音就移到了第二个音节念成 produce。 例如 The award winning team produced many blockbusters， 这个得奖的团队制作过许多大片。接下来我们看的是 grab 这个动词。 grab 是指抓取，注意它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 be 再加上 ed 或 ing。 例如 The police officer grabbed the thief's arm and arrested him， 这位警官抓住了小偷的手背而且逮捕了他。或者是 The boy grabbed a handful of cookies from the jar， 这个男孩从罐子里抓了满手的饼干。
Well, in today's lesson, Fall Festivals in Maryland, we're learning about Pauline and how she and her family went through vegetable and fruit gardens and farms and orchards picking out fruit. It was pick your own fruit and vegetables, and she noticed that many people were walking around with hand carts, but her and her family, they just grabbed a basket as they went walking through the trees and the orchards. Well, we're going to continue learning about this experience in the next part of our lesson.
Fall Festivals in Maryland. After walking around the orchard with two baskets of apples, I knew why people had chosen the handcart. Our next stop was the pumpkin patch. We could choose pumpkins from piles or pick our own.Many Americans put pumpkins on their front steps at Halloween. Some carve a face in a pumpkin and put a candle in it. They call this decoration a jack-o'-lantern. We couldn't leave without buying some homemade apple desserts. Fresh hot or cold apple cider is also perfect for the season.
That does sound delicious. Well, before we get into too much about how tasty apple cider is, let's go back to the beginning of this section. She was talking about how her family just grabbed two baskets to fill up with apples instead of a handcart. And we read, after walking around the orchard with two baskets of apples, I knew why people had chosen the handcart.Gabe, why did people choose the handcart?
Well, other people probably expected that they would be picking a lot of apples. But maybe Pauline and her family, maybe this is one of their first times going, they didn't think they would pick that many apples, so they just took a couple of baskets. What do you think?
Well, they also might not have realized just how heavy a basket of apples can be. It can be very heavy, like...If you just go to the store and buy a bag of apples, even that can weigh a lot. So a whole basket? It's probably very difficult to carry around.
And so it's good to have a hand cart. Well, Steve and Ken are waiting in the information cloud for us. They want to share with us about compound words like hand cart.
Today, let's highlight one of the ways English words come into existence through the formation of compound words.
Okay, compound words are made up of what we call primary words, what we might call the basic building blocks of English. Primary words are simple nouns, verbs, adjectives, and adverbs, prepositions, and pronouns, like the words sun, run, fun, so, in, and you. Now, two or more primary words in any combination can produce a compound word.
Compound words come in three forms. Let's look at each form in the order it appears in today's lesson. The first is the hyphenated form, like pick your own. In this example, we see three primary words brought together but separated by hyphens to form one new word.
The second compound form is the closed form, which are two primary words stuck together back to back. We see a few of these in today's lesson, like haystack and handcart.
The third form is the open form, two primary words separated by a space. A little further along in the lesson, we see an example, parking lot.
Okay, knowing how compound words are created will enable you to create some new English words of your own. Hey, who says you can't?
我们今天来看英文的 compound words 复合词。复合词是由两个或两个以上的 primary words 基本字所组成的。那复合词呢，一共有三类型。第一种呢，是由 hyphen 连字符号所组成的。今天的课文讲到 the pick your own fruit and vegetable farms, pick your own.就是一个复合词。另一种复合词是将两个基本字合并成一个字，就像今天课文中看到的 haystacks 跟 handcart。那这种字英文有很多，像 haircut 剪头发、greenhouse 温室都是例子。第三种复合词呢，是两个分开的基本字，像课文中的 parking lot 停车场，另外像 high school。Post office 也属于这一类的 compound words. 这就是今天的 Info Cloud. 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. There are many different kinds of compound words in English, so pay attention to those. Continuing in our article, Pauline writes, our next stop was the pumpkin patch. So first they went to the apple orchard, and now they are in the pumpkin patch. So it's notA pumpkin orchard, Gabe?
No, that's a good question, Carolyn. Actually, with each different kind of fruit or vegetable, you might use a different measure word to talk about where you will find them. Okay, so yeah, an apple tree, or if you're growing pumpkins, that would be a pumpkin patch, a patch of pumpkins.
That's right. So pumpkins grow along the ground with vines. So like watermelons, watermelons would also be a watermelon patch. Mm.So if you have trees, that's an orchard. Things that grow on a vine are in a patch. Well, so they went to the pumpkin patch, and she writes, we could choose pumpkins from piles or pick our own. So there were already pumpkins that had been picked that you could choose from, or you could go into the pumpkin patch and find your own special pumpkin.
And she describes what...the people there do. She says many Americans put pumpkins on their front steps at Halloween. Well, this is a very common sight, actually. If you're in the United States around Halloween, you will see some pumpkins sitting on people's front doorsteps.
That's right. And some carve a face in a pumpkin and put a candle in it.Now, this is something very special, right, Gabe?
It's true. Have you ever done that, Carolyn? I've done that activity with people before. pumpkin carving. It's a great thing to do around Halloween. Did you ever carve pumpkins, Carolyn?
I did carve pumpkins, and Pauline explains what that is actually called. They call this decoration a jack-o'-lantern. So if you carve a face into a pumpkin and put a candle in it, that is known as a jack-o'-lantern, and it's a great decoration.
Yes, it is. Well, let's talk about that word, decoration. A decoration is something that you put up just to make something look more special or make something look brighter or different. A decoration.
That's right. So it looks really nice. I know a lot of people in Taiwan, and in China and many places throughout Asia, they put up decorations for Chinese New Year. Lots of things that are red decorations.
That's true. So they put up these decorations. We could also use the verb form of this word. We could say they decorate their houses with these red decorations. Okay, so you decorate or you can put up some decorations.
That's right. Well, Pauline continues to write about their trip. She says, we couldn't leave without buying some homemade apple desserts.
Well, let's take a look at some things from that sentence, okay? The first is a phrase. We couldn't leave without doing something. You can't leave without doing something. That means you need to do it. It's important that you do it. For example, you could say something like this. Please don't leave without saying goodbye. I want to say goodbye before you go on your trip.
That's right. Well, and many times when you are traveling, there are things that you really need to try or do before you leave. So someone might say, you can't leave until you go to the gift store. There are so many great souvenirs there. You should take some home.
That's right. Actually, earlier this month, we talked about double negatives. Remember, this is an example of a double negative. You can't leave without doing something. That means you must do it. Okay, and here we see you need to buy some homemade apple desserts. Homemade. What is that, Carolyn?
Well, it means that it wasn't made in a factory. It was made at home, mm-hmm. or someone made it personally. So even if you go to a shop, those things still might be homemade if they make them there. Like, I know a lot of people enjoy buying homemade cupcakes. Mm-hmm. They are made in the store in small amounts.
Okay. So do you enjoy making things at home? Do you enjoy homemade things? Well, my roommate Angus is actually very good at making homemade fruit juice. It's quite delicious.
Well, that sounds delicious. And there's another delicious drink. Fresh, hot, or cold apple cider is also perfect for this season.
Well, friends, it's time for us to learn something new with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 decoration 这个名词。Decoration 是指装饰或者是装饰品。例如 the decorations for the surprise party were hung last night. 这个惊喜派对的装饰品昨天晚上就挂起来了。Decoration 也可以指装潢。例如The unique style of decoration of the cafe attracts a lot of customers. 这家咖啡店特殊的装潢吸引了许多顾客。最后我们看的是 homemade 这个形容词。Homemade 是指自制的或自家做的。例如 Grandma's homemade jam is famous in the neighborhood. 奶奶的自制果酱在邻里间非常出名。或者是 Mom always keeps homemade lemonade in our fridge.妈妈总是会在冰箱里预备自制的柠檬汁。And now it's time to go back to our teachers.
In our lesson today, Pauline described how she and her family went to a pick-your-own farm where they could pick their own produce, like apples and pumpkins, a great activity in the fall. I wonder, have you ever done this? Have you ever been able to pick your own produce, Gabe?
Yeah.Actually, when I was a kid, we would pick mulberries. There was a mulberry bush right around the corner from our house. And in New Jersey, we picked blueberries. There was a great place where we could pick blueberries. Have you ever done this?
I have. I have gone blueberry picking and apple picking. And I actually used to have a garden, so I could pick fresh produce anytime.
Nice. Well, what about you? Have you ever picked fresh produce? It can be a good experience. Well, we have more to learn about fun festivals in the fall, so come back next time right here to Studio Classroom.
See you.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend, last a lifetime.